Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We have a couple of new friends here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited to introduce you to their partners in their business, and they were former co-workers at another company that did something similar to what they're doing now in their own business. And they decide to go out on their own. How familiar does that sound to most of you out there? Katie Skank is here. She's a co-founder of Ballyhoo Blue Workshops. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you here. Heather Lechner is here. She's also co-founder and Katie's partner of Ballyhoo Blue Workshops. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So it's good to have you both of you here. So who was the first person to say to the other one, let's do this on our own? We can make other people money. We can do this for other people. Why don't we do it for ourselves? Who did this first? Katie, Heather?
Well, I think we each... Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
No, I was just going to say, it was actually... Katie and I had been partnering on projects together quite a bit as our separate entities. And it just got to the point where it's like, well, why are we doing this independently? Why don't we join forces? So I totally remember where we were and when it happened. I said, let's just do this. And so about 2 to 3 months later, we formed the LLC, and we haven't looked back since.
So, Katie, is Heather telling us that you guys just kind of it dawned on both of you at the same moment?
Oh, absolutely. That's pretty much how everything works.
So who were you mad at? Who were you mad at when that happened? Who had just licked the red off your candy to make you want to do that?
No, it's the best. We say it on a regular basis that we don't think we'd want to do it alone any longer. It's so much better to be together. But yeah, she's absolutely telling the truth.
It was, Heather, it took you longer to break loose from your other employer than did Katie, right?
Yeah, I think I was about a year or two behind Katie and just got to the point where I needed a better work-life balance.
Right.
And that's one of the main reasons we founded Ballyhoo, was really so that we could make sure that we had that work-life balance and then lean on each other so we can make sure we get that balance.
Right.
You know, I totally trust Katie that if I need to do something with my family, that she is not going to drop the ball
right. And
make sure that my clients are taken care of.
Right. So, all right. So, Katie, tell us what you guys do. What's your product?
So, we specialize in kind of four key areas within creative communication. So, it's really a visual way to express our client's story. And we do that, as I mentioned, in four different ways. One is executive presentation. Often that is, you know, sitting down with the C-level executive to craft their presentations and develop the design and the visual, whether that be for a meeting or a keynote speech, whatever that case may be. We also do it for print design. So whether that be a collateral piece, banners, brochures, annual reports, that element is another way in which we express the visual communication.
So putting whatever it takes to put the client's best foot forward, right, Heather?
Absolutely. It really, because we have such a strong communications background, for us it's really about making sure that the client's message is carried through. I mean, I'm a designer at heart, and so I want things absolutely to look good and appealing, but I realize that it's just as important that the message is as clear as the design.
Right. So, Heather, do you have different skills from Katie? Are you balancing your skills? Do you have different skills and you work off of each other? How does that work, Heather?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very complementary in our skill set. So I'm a designer by nature. Katie really is great on content and strategy. And so we balance each other out really well. Katie has a great design eye, so she'll give a lot of great insight and critique, but I'm often putting, you know, the pen to the paper and bringing the creative to life.
Right. So who's Katie, are you the wordsmith?
I'm not so sure it's a wordsmith, but yeah, kind of how the strategy of the story might come together.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're right. It's the words with the pictures often.
Okay, so Kate, be sure to hold your phone up where you get a good strong sound from you. So all right, how many employees do you have?
We are currently at a team of nine.
Nine people, and
continuing to grow.
Right. So you guys have been in business how long now?
Going on 4 years this fall.
4 years? All right. So how many clients you got right now?
I'd say probably a dozen.
A dozen? How many do you need?
You know, one of the things that we really like is going deeper within our client base. So it's not just a couple of projects here or there for different clients. It's really building these long-term relationships. So to be honest, that number of clients is plenty because of the fact that we're kind of getting in deeper with so many levels of their organization.
You know, Heather, when I prospect, I tell the people I'm not looking for business, I'm looking for partners.
That's right.
What do you think, Heather?
Absolutely. I couldn't imagine doing this with anybody else, and it's how I maintain my sanity. If I didn't have a partner doing this, I just wouldn't be doing it. It's the only way I can see. You know, you have your good days and your bad days, and when you have your bad days, you need that person to lean on.
Fine. But when I say partners, Katie, I'm talking about customers who want to be my partner.
Different.
Yeah, I'm talking about not only having partners in the form of you two, but having customers who want to. You know, I believe that it shouldn't be hard to do business. I want to find people like that. What do you think, Katie?
We absolutely agree. I mean, that's part of the backbone of the way that we operate, is that we're building relationships. We're not just making pretty pictures or doing a project.
So do you tell Katie, do you tell her if a prospect comes to work for you and they don't look like a good fit, do you tell them to have a good life?
We sure have. The first time it was really hard to do that, but, you know, that's really so important to us and so key to how we operate that it's good on both sides of the picture. So
right.
We make sure that that's something that sticks.
I need a website. Heather, give us a website.
Sure. It's BallyhooBlueWorkshop.com. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but...
And tell us what we'll find when we get there, Katie.
You're going to find a little bit about us, a little bit about our history, some of our client work, and certainly a little bit of fun things about each of our team members.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. We're going to be back with Katie Skank and Heather Lechner. They're the co-founders and the partners of Ballyhoo Blue Workshop. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. Blowing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be
doggone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.